You sure? It's free. Come on. Come on. Come on. Praise God, everybody. I got a question. How many of us are really into the Spirit of God today? You are? Come on. How about with me? Everybody that's able to stand, let's stand and praise the Lord. Come on. You know, you had service. Come on. Now, with me, four times. Let's say Jesus. Come on. One, Jesus. Good Lord, how many died in here? Come on. I'm serious. You only get out of God what you put in God. Amen? Come on. Let's try it again. Maybe we'll come to life today. Come on. Christmas is over. It's a new day. One day with the Lord is 1,000 years. It's one day. Come on. One, two, three. Jesus! Jesus! Come on, a lot of y'all. Come on. Really? How excited about God are we? Come on, it's going to go along with the message, I promise you. It's not a Christmas message, I'm sorry. Lord didn't send a Christmas. But he's wanting to see how well you are praising from within you. Come on, let's try it again. Jesus! 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 Now say, whoa, how I love Jesus. No. Oh, to me, he is so wonderful. Has he been wonderful to you? Because he first loved me. He never forsake you. No, he will never forsake you. He never forsake you because he first loved me. Have you really found the love of God? How can you walk and say, hey, he loves me? Let me share something with you. Are you ashamed of God? Are you ashamed what people may say? Let me share something in the word with you. The reason why I done that because I thought, how am I going to address what I have to the people? And it's like this. I'm going to address it just like I done. See how much of godliness you have in you. Serious. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3:1, says stir it up. You got to stir up the things of God. I can't stir it up for you. I can't stare it for you. That's what God's saying this morning. Stare it up. Stare it up. Is that right? Yes. What's inside of you comes out. You can have a seat right now. Put it like this. What if the coming of the Lord was to be right now? Praise God. What would you do? Would a lot of you just sit and say, I ain't say nothing? Huh? Come on. Would a lot of you just put your hands behind your back, close your eyes, and bow your head? But the day of the Lord cometh. When we think and we're not aware, we don't have to be ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Be honest with you, I'm more scared to be standing up here telling you about the gospel. But the Spirit of God, praise God, that is in me, tells me you can do all things in Philippians 4:13. You can do all things in Christ that strengthens you. No matter what people may look at you, say about you, but praise God, the word of God itself gives you the strength to go forward and to speak the word of God. God's looking for a people in these last hours to speak out the word of God. And the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1, he says this. He goes, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you in both which I stir up in your pure mind. Bible says in Matthew 5 and 8, he said, blessed are the pure mind. I got a pure mind of the things of God, a clean thought. My thought in God is clean. I'm pure. I don't have to be ashamed of what's in me. And he goes on to say it like this. Stir up the pure mind, but by the remembrance. And verse 2 goes with verse 1. And he goes on to say, that he may be mindful of the word which was spoken before the holy prophets and by the commandment of us and the apostles of the word of the Savior. Let me share something with you. How many of us are listening to what's being preached today? That people are preaching. How many of us are listening to what's being preached? For the Bible says in Philippians 5 and 2, he says this. He said, let this mind be in you, which also in Christ Jesus. I can't tell you about God if I don't have the mind of Christ. Amen. If you don't have the mind of Christ, how can you tell me anything of Christ? See, Christ is coming back for a church that's ready. Not a church that's so beautiful and women. Find the seven churches in the Revelation. Some of them was beautiful, but they had no spirit. That's the way we are today. We got to get the mind of Christ. Not allowing things, praise God, to disturb our tensions in God. I want to be Christ-like. I want the mind of Christ. I'm not worried about earthly possessions. But praise God, I want to be Christ-minded, knowing the things of God. I wrote this down in my notes. Number one, keep looking. Keep looking for the things of God. Not be so possessed with the things around you. So when the coming of the Lord comes, you know, hey, I'm ready. Everybody today gets ready for one thing. We get ready for work and we get ready for breakfast. But what if God came right now? Where would your mind be? I know a lot of us got good gifts. I ain't ashamed. I didn't get the Benzo I wanted, but it's all right. I got God, though. I woke up with a thought on my mind about God. That I'm here today. And I'm thankful. God, let me live another day. That's why he can say, let this mind be in you, which also in Christ Jesus. If my mind is so earthly minded, I'm no heavenly good. I'm not. That's why he said, stare at with your pure mind. So what the preacher's been preaching here, you ought to be listening and to allow it to be stirring in you. That way, and when people are preaching something to you, you are listening to it because after you hear it, the enemy's going to try you with it. Boy, a lot of y'all look like y'all ready to kill me. And I'm serious. What you hear, you're going to go through because the enemy is going to do his best to tempt you. And he goes on to say, and the Bible says in the book of, Bible says in the book of Jude, 1:17 says, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the prophets and our Lord Jesus Christ. Every rhema word that is spoken is sent by God. If a preacher is preaching you out of the word of God, he's giving you a word to comfort you. to strengthen you, to uphold you, to bring you to another day. To bring you through another day that you can go through. Some of us go through depression, aggravation at school. But you remember the words. What's the preacher sent? What's God sent through the word, through the man or woman of God today? To encourage you. You can do this. Don't back down. Let's go on to verse 3. Know this, knowing this verse, that there should come in the last day scoffers, mockers. Now you see where I'm going? Why are we ashamed? Don't be ashamed. You stand. They're going to laugh you to score. They're going to persecute you by words. Life and death, praise God, is in the tongue. For how people speak bring forth life, or they can bring forth death to you. But you stand. You don't back down. God's children don't back down. That's why you got to know one thing. You got to know the word. Not just because somebody preached the word to you, praise God, but that somebody, not only that they preached it, that you walk with it. There's nothing wrong packing it, but you live it. You talk it, you eat it, as you read it, study it, to show yourself approved. So if the Lord comes, are you ready? I don't have to fear, praise God, what people say about me. But I know what's inside of me, and I know what I stand for, and I know the word of God. That's the things that God's looking for. That's what we need today. It ain't all about what you have. But it's what you're allowing God to do in you. A lot of people carry the Bible, but ask them a scripture. Well, wait a minute, let me give me 10 minutes. Why? Because a lot of people depend on other people. But God's dependent on you to show who you are in Him. Allow me to shine through you. When a person comes to mock you, scoff you. In other words, to scoff means to mock, to laugh at you. When people do that, they have one problem. They have not the Spirit of God. They see something in you they will like, but praise God, they don't have. So they feel nervous. Hey, you're more better than I am. Because he sees something in you that he'd rather have. That's what it is. People don't criticize you because who you are. They criticize you because they fear what you have. And it's true. The world laughs at the church. Yeah, the church has gave itself a black eye sometimes. But sometimes, praise God, when the church, the true church of Jesus Christ, will allow the Spirit of God to shine itself through it, they will see Christ in them, and they will say, surely he has something. Remember when Christ hung on the cross, they begin to say to him, surely this was a man of God. That every eye that beholded him, he didn't ask to come down. He endured the cross. They laughed at him. He didn't ask to come down. And the finished verse of the verse says this. Know this first, that there should come in the last day mockers, walking after their own lust. Lust. A desire of what? Something. A desire of something. That's why they pick on you. Take it with joy. You don't even have to fight. Don't raise your hand. Don't use a word in return, but begin to praise God that they see something in you that made them want what you have. I never lusted after the guy next door's benzo until I seen it. And I don't even like the benzos. But that's what the non-Christian person does to the Christian. Man, I like to have that Spirit. Man, I like to have the Holy Ghost. Man, I like to have the anointing of God flowing in my life. But then they begin to laugh and they score me. Even children in school. Are you ashamed of God? I got to hold up with my friends. I can't do this. Be careful. Birds of the same feather flock together, and sometimes you just slide on over and won't even recognize that you done it. Because I don't want them to laugh at me. They laughed at Christ, but he kept going. We'll go down another verse. And saying, where is the coming of the promise of his coming? For such the Father fell asleep. All things continue as they that they were from the beginning of the creation. God ain't fell asleep. He ain't slacked up his promise. He's not. But one thing about God we often forget. God tarries long. He's not in a hurry. He's not. He's not in a hurry. He's slow. He's compassionate. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 4:1, it says this. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter time some should depart. Some should depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and of doctrines. See, they have not the Spirit of God. So they come at you. Looking, praise God. Praise God for something that you have. They see it. Because the light of Christ is shining in us today. Christ wanting to shine in the hearts of all people, no matter what nationality you are. You, his sheep, he loves you. So people begin to laugh and criticize you. And Lord knows No. That Christ loves you. He says, speaking lies and hypocrite, having their conscience sealed with a hot iron. Because they know not God. That's why they can look at you and laugh. They can look at you and make comments. Because what they see in you, they don't have. That's the world today. Because they know the coming of the Lord is now. It is. Look around you. Stay strong, no matter. And the Bible goes on to say in verse 5, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that they by the words of God and the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out, and the water in the water, whereby the world then and them that was being overflowed with water perished. Remember the days of Noah? They laughed Noah. It never rained. No water ever. But Noah was building the ark. How many of us today are confessing Jesus Christ? And how many of us are willing to say it when people are being criticized or mocking God? You build an ark, you know, and all of a sudden you say, well, God saved me. Oh, you're funny. Think about Noah. When Noah built the ark, there wasn't a day of rain. Never rained. But Noah was steady building. That's the way some of us are today. We come to church, we look like the church, but the saddest thing about it is let somebody address our Christianity. How do we feel about it? I stay quiet. I don't want to offend nobody. The word of God itself offends them when it's spoken. Because they are not where they ought to be. But you are striving to be there. That's the way it was. Noah kept building. He didn't stop because people began to be criticism about him. But he kept going forward. That's what he done. How many of us today can say, I'm going forward in God? I'm going forward. You can laugh me. You can score me. It don't matter. I'm going forward in God. Because what I have in him is the light of the world. Noah never quit building his ark until the day it was finished. And 8 people in the ark got saved. That was it. They were still married, giving in marriage, dancing, having parties, and going on with life. But the day the flood rose, and the door was shut, God didn't open the door no more. He closed it. Don't be left outside looking in. The Bible says in Matthew 27 and 51, the veil of separation has been ripped. Why be outside looking in when you can enter into the presence of God? When the time of separation, God said, no more. Oh, you all my children. Enter into the portals and the glories of God. Don't be ashamed of what God has given you and what people may laugh at you about. Take it all with joy. That you've been found worthy to be persecuted for the sake of Christ. But a lot of people said, no, I can't do this. That's where you're not stirring up, not allowing God to stir it up in you. What you're hearing from the preacher, you ought to be witnessing to everybody. I have a friend that oftentimes he said to me, he goes, you know, when they get in my vehicle, he said, we have church. Huh? We have church. He said, we have church on Sunday, but he says, I have church every day in the truck. He said, what I heard Sunday, I tell them what I heard and let them tell me what they think. I said, well, what about Christ? He said, it don't matter to me. His journey didn't stop on Sunday morning. It kept going. When does your journey stop? When does your journey stop in God? Right here? Let me encourage you. God wants you to go farther than here. He do. He wants you to go farther from here. You don't have to beat the people with the word. Just speak the word in love. Because love was given for the word. That's what he said. Noah built that ark because God told him to. The word that you hear today, we ought to be a witness to it for God. We ought to go out and speak it to someone. And if they reject it, they haven't rejected you. They reject Christ. That's what they've done. Because he sent his word to do what he purposed it for it to do. The book of Isaiah. That word, as he said in Isaiah 55:1, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me to preach the gospel, to go into the prison. People are inside of a prison, outside the bars, because their life is a prison. They don't see it, but they're in prison. They're trapped. They can't figure out, how do I get out of this? But looking for you. If the church will recognize, hey, I am the light of the world, that Christ liveth in me. That's what they're looking for. And that's what Christ is looking for you to do. Be that light for the world. He is. But I'm going to keep it. I'm going to put it in my pocket. I'm going to hold on to it. Nobody takes a candle and put it under a bush and it doesn't give a light. You are that light. How can the gospel ever be preached? Only through you. How can they hear without a preacher? You. I'm not a preacher. Everybody confesses Jesus Christ today. You're part of the ministry. If you raise your hand and say, hey, I'm a Christian, recognize the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. It does. Noah looked at himself as being a preacher. He built the ark. He ministered to it. Christ, as long as he was upon the earth, he ministered the word of God until the day that he found the cross. And then every eye beholded him. Surely this was the man of God. Noah never quit building that ark of safety until the day it was finished. When the water fell upon the earth and those that had not the presence of God, they died. Well, you can't say that. Yes, they did. It's time to be the real church. It's time to just quit coming to church. Be the light for the church of Christ. It is. And verse 6 says, and whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with the water, perished. I'm sorry. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store and reserved unto a fire against the day of judgment and the purity of ungodly men. They're coming a reckoning day right now on earth. No, God said one time, no more with water. I won't destroy the earth with water anymore. But I'll destroy it with fire. When he destroys it this time, he'll clean it all up. Buildings, houses, beautiful cars, and homes won't be here. It won't. But the day that God sends the fire, and the day that God brings judgment upon the earth for the people, and a lot of you are very uncomfortable this morning. And I'm sorry I didn't bring a Christmas message, but I come with what God led me to do for 3 days. This is what God said. Allow you to stand. People in the house of God needs to stand. And when he comes, he will bring judgment. But you ought to be a light unto the world. You ought to stand. Your children are looking at you. What mom's got, I want. What dad's got, I want. And I'm not ashamed to show what I have. But that judgment day will come. And he says it like this. He says in Galatians 5, 6 and 7 says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So what you sowing and what people are receiving. What you giving to them, they recognize that's you. If I sow corn in a field, I'm going to get corn. And if I sow beans, I'm getting the beans. But if I sow godliness in the way that I walk in the ways of God, that's what you're going to draw from me. If I show hatefulness, that's what you're going to get from me. That man is very unsocial and hateful, because that's what I showed you. That's not godliness. I don't like them because they don't like who I am. That's the wrong approach. No, many did not like Christ, but he kept giving love. Many did not like him, but he still gave love. They rejected him, he still loved them. He didn't retreat for who he was, and that was love. Because if he didn't have love, he wouldn't have seen Calvary. What are we having today? Bible says in Galatians 6 and 8 says this, for he that soweth to the flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. My destiny is heaven. And I'm not worried about what people think. But what I am worried about, do they see the light of Christ in me? Am I lying, cheating, stealing, or doing all the things that draws them, that they think that I do not have God in me? Do I show that to them? Do I? Most people, hey, they'll love you to death like that. But you shine as Christ and see how many of them walk away from you. Your friends, your family, people at your work. Because not everybody has the same spirit. Not everybody looks the same. You only change in the inside. You don't change on the outside. I don't know where that comes from, but it'll work out. Beat me up later. I'm serious. You change on the outside. You don't change on the outside. You change in the inside. And be honest with you, that's what people are looking at. You may change clothes naturally, but spiritually, you change from inside out. And that's why they see the light of Christ in you. Everybody think, hey, look at me. I got a suit, I got a car, I got a house. But you're still the same old person. Nor in Christ every day, never changed. What they was preparing to do, God changed the earth. That's where we have to look at it. Oh, God, Lord, this is getting better and better. But, beloved, be not ignorant, be not unlearned, which means ignorance, of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, as one day, as one day. One day to be with God. It's like a day. We think a thousand years, one day with God. One day you change, allowing God to change you, and you gaining a relationship with Christ could change your whole entire life. Bible says in Psalms 90 and 4, it says this. He said this, for a thousand years in the sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as watching in a night. One day with God. It's like a thousand years. It doesn't take God forever to do anything. It doesn't even take God to change your life. One moment of sincerity, one moment of God, allowing God to change you, wanting that change, is that one day with Christ. It is. Not worrying about what somebody may say, but hey, I got a day with the Lord. That's a day that I took into the closet and I begin to pray and I begin to ask God, God, work on me. Help me to be ready. God can do it. God can do it. It doesn't take 1,000 years, 10 years, 15 years. Just that moment of sincerity with God. That's what it really means. A day with God. That God can change your life. And verse 9 says this. And the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, and not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It's not God's will. Not one of you in here should miss the mark. It's not. It's not one of you in here, God says, I can't change. I can do a work. I can change their life from whatever it may have been, wherever it was, could, had been. It don't matter. But I can work. God's long-suffering on us. Willing to work in us to change our lives. That we be rapture ready. That's why the Bible says, in Habakkuk, he said, for the vision is yet for appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though I tarry, wait for it. Wait on the Lord. Don't get impatient. God ain't coming. Don't say that. He's being patient with you. And patient to the person sitting next to you. Uh-oh, you're in trouble. Serious. Why you say that? Because the person next to you may not have as much as you have. And they're not for sure about it. They may not be. But God is so loving, so patient, so gracious, that he says, wait a minute, we can wait a little longer. Just a little longer, sweet Jesus. There are so many wonder now in sin. See, some of us are still there. Some of us are still in the valley of decision. Do I want God or do I want the things of the world? And we're sitting there looking, Lord, what do I do? What I don't know. God's being patient. He's working with you. That's why he said, finish the scripture. That's why he says, and lie not, though I tarry, wait for it, because I will surely come, and I will tarry. God's tarrying with us. Whether we like it or whether we enjoy it, God's tarrying. But you know, I often find, like my mama used to say, I ain't going to deal with you very long. You're going to get what's coming. And I'm serious. You're going to be tarrying long. And God says, enough's enough. Just like in the day of Noah, just like in the day of Christ. Enough was enough. God built it. He done with it. I wrote this down. Hebrews 10 and 37 says, for a little while, and he that shall come will come and tarry not. And he said in verse 38, he says, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draws back, my soul has no pleasure. Takes faith. Stand on your faith. Well, God said we're going to be patient with God. Stand on your faith. Faith is a substance, evidence of things hoped for. Things are not seen. You may not see it now, but God is coming. But stand on it with hope, with faith. Don't give up. Don't be outside looking in when the door is closed and you can't get in. That you missed that opportunity. Don't back up. That's the reason why I wrote on this day, draw not back from the ways of God. No matter what people say to you, do not draw back. Well, I ain't going to go that far. I'm scared. I might offend people. What God has placed in you, he's placed in you. What God has given you in the spirit, he's given you in the spirit. Whether I believe in it or whether you stand on what you believe God has given you. If the person next to you doesn't believe in praise and worship with you, go on with God by yourself. Don't worry about the person next to you. He's laughing at me. It don't matter. Keep going. God said, don't draw back. Not everybody has the same vision. But you find your vision. You find the things of God in you. Seek the Lord while he can be found. Matthew 11. Seek him. Seek him. That you can find him. For yourself. Everybody is an adult. When you stand before God, you're not going to stand for me. Mom and dad, you ain't going to stand for the kids that are ripe for age. Brother and sister, you won't stand for the sister that's the ripe for age or the brother. Neither the husband or the wife. You will stand for yourself. So don't draw back. If husband didn't do it, wife ain't in it, the kids ain't in it, you stay in it. Because you are seeking for the will of God, not for people. If you win it for people, you're going to lose. Because you know what? Like an old saying used to say, well, I backslid because the preacher backslid. Well, then you didn't have, what about God? Well, it was the preacher backslid, so I backslid. Let me share something with you. If you backslid because the preacher or the wife or the husband or the kids did, you didn't have enough of God. That's pretty hard, Thomas. No, it's not. Because when I stand before God, he's going to judge Thomas for Thomas, not for my wife or my kids. He's not. He's going to judge me for who I was in Christ. And that's what he's going to do to you. That's why he said in that 30th verse in the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter, he said, don't draw back. People may only go so far with you and they stop. Because they don't share the vision. Think of Noah if he would have stopped because everybody laughed at him. Think of Noah if he would have stopped because God told him, now go and build an ark with certain type of wood, and I want it built, and now get in it. Ain't no rain, Noah. That's what confused the people. God can find the foolish things into the wise. What looks ignorant to people? Maybe of God. See, what looks ignorant to you may have God's approval on it. I often think of David. David danced before his wife and before his men servants and before everybody with an ephod. Nothing but cover his private parts. But his wife said, David, how foolish is the king of God? Dancing before everybody in an ephod. But she didn't recognize. God was more joyful with David because what he had on and what he did from the heart. And you know the saddest thing? About David's wife, Michelle, she never buried him no children. The baddest thing about Noah was everybody perished that stood outside looking and mocking him. And the baddest thing about Christ was all the unbelievers recognized who he was. But it took him to go to Calvary. That's the way we are. Are you going to wait until Christ comes and you say, well, you know, Lord, I really was there, but I got scared. Allow God to help you with your fear. Stand as a man or a woman or a child of God. Stand in school. Stand at work. I'm not ashamed of my gospel. Because the Bible teaches me, God always says, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father, which is in heaven. Are we ashamed of God today? Are you ashamed of what God has given you? Are you ashamed of what you have received? The Bible says in Psalms 86 and 15, he says, but thou, O Lord, art the God of full compassion, grace, long-suffering, plenty of mercy and truth. That's God. Remember this, church. People may laugh at you. Smile at him. Remember what you have in God. They don't see it. God is not a fleshly God, but a spiritual. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. How many here today, and I'm getting ready to stop, how many here today can say, God, I kind of backed up. I'm kind of nervous. Don't raise your hand. You yourself know where you are in God. And there's some of us sitting in here today that really says, I'm going to hang on to God. But then there's some in here today that know not God. We stop because people around us stop. Let me encourage you. Don't let the people around you influence you. Start seeking the will of God. Start praying. You need prayer in these last days right now. You need to be praying about God, where am I at with you? Where am I at with you? That's what we need. Everything you see is only temporarily, but the things of God are eternally, because you don't see the things of God. You don't. You see a building, like I said earlier. You see all of it, but where's God in your life? Where? Where am I at with God? Where do I see myself in God? Or am I Isaiah 55? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to go out and witness to the people at my job. I didn't say you become ruly about it. I just said you become that light for God. Are we there yet? Are we willing to talk about Christ? Willing to allow things to change, allow God to change us? You don't change yourself. God changes you by the Spirit. A lot of people want to change themselves, and they just fall right back down. You know why? Because it ain't the Spirit of God. And that's what's wrong. Allow God to change you, creating you. I'm done. For those who know not God, and those who are standing in the valley of the decision, do I want this or not? But those who are on fire for God, allow me to pray over the service tonight, if you don't mind. Can we all bow our heads? I'm going to pray. Father God, we come before you, Lord. Many words and many things have been spoken today, God. Lord, your children, we are in a valley of decision. Help us, Lord, to stand strong, even when those who mock us and laugh at us for what we believe and stand for in you. Lord, we know the days are coming, Lord, that you would be coming. And God, that you would move upon us, Lord, and begin to deal with our hearts, Lord. Some may sit in the midst of this service, know not you like they ought to know. There's some in a lukewarm condition, and there's some on fire. Bless those. And Lord, that lost soul that's here today, God, that know not you. Lord, I pray right now, God, that you begin to draw them. And God, if their opportunity wants to come home, Lord, allow them. Lord, you always said, come unto me, all that are heavy laden and heavy burdened, and I'll give you rest. Allow, God, draw them by your Spirit, God. Draw them by your Spirit, Lord. If you're here today and you don't know Christ, ask God, begin to say these words, Lord, I repent of my sins and I ask you for forgiveness and come into my life. Lord, begin to touch them, minister to them. And God, as we leave this place, but not your grace, let the whole body of Christ say amen. May God bless you and have a happy new year. Too late for Christmas. God bless you all.